Back in 1999, a fight between high school students broke out in the stands at a football game in Decatur. It gained national attention after Reverend Jesse Jackson came to town to advocate for the rights of the students who were expelled as a result. Out of the whole ordeal came a local pastor's idea for an alternative school, one that would cater to low-income minority students.
Our character word of the month is the word honesty, telling the truth no matter what. All right, so we talked about honesty.
This is Robertson Charter School. It opened in 2001 with 67 students. It now has 335 and a waiting list of over 200 kids hoping to get in. Principal Cordell Ingram has been here for over a decade.
We always talk about flexibility with accountability, the importance of teachers being able to go into a classroom and try unique things with the understanding that at the end of the year, I am going to have to be accountable for these things that I've tried.
Charter schools across the state serve different functions, and they're gaining in popularity. There are about 145 in Illinois. State figures show in 2003 there were about 13,000 students enrolled in them. Now that number is more like 60,000. Most of the students are low income and minority and live in Chicago. There's debate, though, over how well students at the charters perform academically.
Great schools! Great schools!
Let's go! And there are new obstacles at the state capitol. During a recent charter school lobby day, hundreds of parents, students, and educators protested several measures they say would limit the autonomy charter schools currently enjoy, as well as their ability to market themselves. One proposal would kill the Illinois Charter School Commission, which serves as an appeals board and can authorize a charter even if districts deny the application.
This is a bad idea. This is an attempt to kill charter schools. The current Charter School Commission is working fine. Let's support charter schools.
That's David McSweeney, a Republican representative from Barrington Hills, speaking during a legislative debate. Though the idea had opponents, the measure passed the House.
Well, I think there's clearly a movement afoot to hurt charter growth and then regulate charter schools. We'll have to see whether this is the new normal.
That's the president for the Illinois Network of Charter Schools, Andrew Broy. He says the future of charters hinges on what happens in the State House.
So parents are realizing the power of charter schools. I don't see that stopping. We have wait lists, people want to get into charter schools, so charter growth will continue. The question will be, will we embrace charters as part of the solution, or will we fight them through legislation and political battles that aren't helping anybody? And I hope it's the former, not the latter.
It's clear not everyone agrees that charters are what's best for the future of education, or that they've so far lived up to expectations. Bob Hill served as superintendent in the first school district outside of Chicago to form a charter school in Springfield. He says he wishes the schools were more innovative and experimental. Still, he admits many parents across the state have proven the idea is a popular one.
Do I think that they are going to want to exercise choice in picking which schools their kids go to? The answer is yes. And maybe where that whole conversation should go will be an outgrowth of this first 20 or 25 years of the charter school movement. But I'm convinced we don't have the metrics right yet.
Back in Decatur at Robertson Charter, Principal Ingram says his school is getting its metrics right. The school has been outperforming others in the district, and he says he hopes Robertson can form another campus. But due to finances, it's not yet a realistic goal. And the waiting list continues to grow.
You get to be a tremendous blessing to a small group of kids as you watch other kids around the community not be able to get in and not be able to have the success that we're having.
It's not likely the debate at the State House over charters will come to an end anytime soon, and their advocates say they're anticipating the most threatening session yet. The question remains if charters will be squashed by potential restrictions and regulations, or if they have enough political allies to continue growing. I'm Rachel Otwell.